This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After losing billions in bad bets on derivatives, JPMorgan Chase said yesterday it's going to keep some extra cash on hand to make sure it can keep its dividends flowing back to shareholders. The bank had been planning to buy back a pile of its own shares, but to save money now, it will halt the buyback temporarily. And you know who owns a little bit of that stock? Marketplace's regular contributor, Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine. He joins us here in the studio. What, Alan, you yourself are a JPMorgan Chase investor?
Well, by accident, having to do with having been a bank reporter 40 years ago in Detroit, I own 39 shares of J.P. Morgan, which is worth roughly
$1,300. $1,300. So a major investor in J.P. Morgan. So you get the annual report. You're an ace financial journalist. If you read that annual report carefully, maybe you could see this mess coming.
Well, maybe you could, except no human being can possibly read the annual report carefully. And do you know why?
Why?
It's 316 pages long, of which 250 pages are financial statements in type so small I have trouble reading it. And I'm sure it meets every legal requirement for disclosure. But it's not helpful. It doesn't tell you anything. Even if I parsed every blessed word in those 250 pages, there's no way I would have seen this coming.
So one of the problems here, of course, is that the big legislative regulatory response to the financial meltdown that followed Lehman Brothers was, let's bring more disclosure to the process. Let's know what's going on at these financial institutions. And you're telling me that even if there is disclosure, it's hard to really understand what's going on.
Well, it's hard for me as a civilian to understand what's going on. The regulators presumably have more disclosure and information than we do. But when you have a situation like Morgan, where it's clear the bank itself had no idea what was going on, or it wouldn't have lost whatever it's going to turn out to be, $3 billion, who knows? If the bank doesn't know, how are the regulators going to know? It's impossible.
All right. Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large, Fortune magazine. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.